Hindu Saint Kobakti came riding from the west on an elephant called the illustrious sage. He did not care to rest. It took a while to get there from the land of the lotus flower. A week and a half from Turkestan, from Delhi just an hour. He rode to the windy river where he found that phantom girl and gave his harp of jade to her and a flute of mother of pearl. She took him to the banyan tree where the Raja of the universe took pleasure in Lord Shiva's dance and gave to him a purse. But the purse was full of rubies the Raja cast aside. Precious stones upon the wind and subsequently died. Phantom girl and Bhakti rode on the illustrious sage and came upon a heaven where they flew into a rage. When all the stories then were told and bleeding at the mouth, left that ghost behind him and headed for the south. There was a man where Bhakti went who sat there in a trance. Bhakti snapped him out of it and performed a Sufi dance. When Bhakti asked him for his name, he laughed and clicked his tongue and wondered at the wisdom that he found in a saint so young. When the evening sun went down and the sky was lit by stars, he found a hive of honeybees and filled up seven jars. Bhakti slung some on his back and the others on his chest and mounted up the elephant and headed for the west. He traveled far into the night when a vision met his eyes. He knew it was the Absolute who created truth and lies. He said, "O wondrous mother and father of the earth, I've seven jars of honey here. Won't you tell me what they're worth?" Just then a petal from the sky came down upon his head. Bhakti smelled its perfume and nothing more was said. He climbed up on the elephant and plunged into the night and traveled through the jungle to the firefly's light. Thank you. giant called Bhakti came riding from the west on an elephant called the illustrious sage. He did not care to rest. It took a while to get her from the land of the lotus flower, a week and a half from Turkestan, from Delhi just an hour.